From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Boko Haram extremist group killed at least 15 in an attack on a village Thursday in Niger's southern border area of Diffa. United Nations has put at 50 the number of attacks and clashes between Islamist fighters and Niger troops since February, at dozens of them in the Diffa region. The Global Terrorism Index, issued last week, said that Boko Haram has become the most deadly terrorist group in the world. Deaths attributed to the group in 2014 increased by 317% to 6,644. French President François Hollande says he and Russian President Vladimir Putin have agreed to exchange intelligence on the Islamic State militants and other extremist groups in Syria to maximize the effectiveness of their bombing campaigns. President Putin said that Russia is open to greater cooperation with France and the U.S. in picking militant targets. France and Russia have both faced recent terror attacks. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the November 13 attacks in Paris, which killed 130 people, and the October 31st downing of a Russian plane over the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt, which killed all 224 people aboard. President Putin says the United States knew the flight path of a Russian jet shot down by Turkey last Tuesday and should have informed Turkey and its coalition ally. The U.S. has an agreement with Russia to avoid aircraft collisions over Syria, where both countries are conducting bombing campaigns. Turkey says it issued repeated warnings that the plane was in the airspace before the shooting it down. You can get more on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News.